So this is Thursday the 9th of February 2012, and this interview is taking place at Peter's home in Altrincham. Could you give me your name and when and where you were born?
My name is Peter Evans. I was actually born in Warwickshire, but I've lived in Bowden area since I was 8. So we moved up here in 1967.
In what capacity did you visit Caldwell's?
After coming down from university in 1980, after travelling, I set up my own garden maintenance business in the Altrincham and Bowden area. And I think it was in about 1984, I first went to help a lady who lived in Hylee. An American lady who was a very keen gardener and knew all the best nurseries in the area. So for a time I did business with Mr. Cornwall Lee at Hylee Nurseries in the days when it was just two greenhouses and some duck boards because it was prone to flooding in the winter. But then Mrs. Ryan took me over on one occasion to Caldwell's to introduce me to Mr. Lehman, I think it was, the gentleman who she'd always dealt with. And I remember it as a wonderfully old-fashioned place. They were real gentlemen. And he was very friendly, very kind, and very encouraging chap. And so for a number of years then, I would go to Caldwell's for shrubs.
Can you describe arriving at Caldwell's and perhaps the layout of the...
Well, I seem to remember that as you went along the Macclesfield Road, I think it is, you turned in by a house, which I always assumed was their house. But the one thing I very much remember, although that really made an impression on me, was that there was a very long shrubbery that was still meticulously maintained with topiary shrubs, very beautiful variegated hollies, all maintained. As I then returned to Bowden and looked at the gardens and realised that this is how the whole area would once have looked, but at Caldwell's they were still pruning things correctly and had maintained their pruning programme through all those wartime years when in Bowden and Altrincham, of course, through lack of labour, they'd have been neglected. And it was a real eye-opener.
What sort of plants were you buying?
The lady that I first, as I said, was working for out there was very knowledgeable, and it introduced me to plants which I hadn't come across before, which I've since been able to grow with varying degrees of success, like Pakisandra, because coming from America, she insisted on carpets of evergreen ground cover. It's never quite succeeded in Bowden as it did for her. But more unusual, especially wall-trained shrubs, it expanded my knowledge greatly. As I say, they were most helpful and had that immense knowledge of what would grow in the area, because of course they'd supplied plants to, it was mainly in Bowden and Hale that I was working, and they understood what would succeed.
Mm-hmm. So they helped you choosing the plants?
Very much so, because I was a young lad, and as I say, very encouraging, and it was a great shame when they then informed me that they were going to close. But my understanding from Mr. Lehman was that they were going to simply relocate to the nurseries that they owned near the Dun Cow at Offerton, or Ollerton, south of Knutsford. And my understanding of it, or as he led me to believe, was that they had it on a nod and a wink and an assurance from some Macclesfield councillor that the plans would be passed. And so the land on the Macclesfield Road in Knutsford was then sold as a building plot. But it never seemed to come, Caldwell seemed to cease to exist. It never did seem to reopen at the other site, sadly. Mm-hmm.
Do you still have any of the plants you bought?
I'm trying to think if I've... It's possible I still, at my mother's house, have... I possibly still have an Eliagnus Limelight. Is it Eliagnus that I bought there? But sadly, the lady in Hailey has long since returned to America. So I know some of the plants will still be in her garden. But I can't say that I have. I've only moved to my own current address in 1992. So, no.
So, do you recall any of the people that were working there?
I seem to remember Mr. Lehman very well, but also I believe his daughter was working there. Not specifically, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. It is a very long time ago, and I was a very shy and underconfident young man.
Did you go into the shop?
Yes, I did.
How was that laid out?
I'm afraid I can't remember, other than everything was quite charmingly old-fashioned. It was a bit like going, if I remember right, like going into a potting shed that you at some stately home. It was very much that atmosphere, that there were lots and lots of little things from the past around. But I'm afraid I don't recollect very clearly.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Caldwell's fitted into the area and the community?
Well, they were very much regarded as the best, but they were anyone who was very knowledgeable about gardening would use them. And in those days, there weren't the large garden centres that there are now. As I say, Hailey was just simply two greenhouses, and there was a garden centre that I also used in Timperley. But they were nothing on the scale that they are in the present day. So if you wanted any slightly unusual or distinctive plants, Caldwell's was the place that one would go to.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of the flower shop in Knutsford?
No, I wasn't.
No.
With that attached to the... Right, I wasn't aware of that.
So are there anything else that you can think about, any comments or memories that you'd like to share?
I can't really. As I say, it seemed such a shame that after so many centuries of being in business that an establishment like that could just fade away. And it seemed very ironic when I then learned that Clybrands had similarly once been a name of national renown, that again had ceased to exist, and that their extensive nurseries and everything had vanished. Whether it would happen now, because I think perhaps people are more astute in hanging on to the actual name of the company in itself. It seems amazing that just was allowed to go, really was lost.
Were you buying seeds?
No, it was mainly, if I remember right, it was mainly herbaceous plants and shrubs and climbers. I don't remember getting trees there either. But it was early days, and I hadn't then established myself as a garden designer. So it was on a very small scale.
Right, well, I'll just say thank you, Peter, for sharing your memories at Caldwell.
Limited as they were, but thank you very much.